You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Palestine Solidarity Network has issued a letter of demand to the government for complicity in Israel's siege on Gaza. It comes as the death toll in Gaza reaches nearly 38,000, including 15,000 children. At least 10 countries, including Spain, Mexico, and Ireland, have joined South Africa in their case against Israel for committing what they call a genocide. I speak to the Palestine Solidarity Network's John Minto about how the government's been complicit and what their impact could be on the international stage. Here is that interview. Can you explain why the Palestine Solidarity Network have issued a letter of demand to the government for their complicity in Gaza?
Yeah, we issued the letter of demand to make it clear to the government that we are prepared to hold them to account under international law for the fact that they're not doing what the Genocide Convention says they must do. You know, New Zealand signed the Genocide Convention, which said we would take action to prevent genocide from occurring, and the government has not taken any effective steps to prevent genocide happening to the people of Gaza. That's why we've issued this letter, and we'll follow it up with legal action.
And who has the letter been issued to?
Well, it's been issued to 9 ministers in the parliament. And we're saying to those 9 ministers that each of them is individually responsible, as well as collectively responsible for what New Zealand is not doing, which it should be doing. So the Prime Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs, David Seymour, and other ministers that are involved in immigration and defence, for example. So those areas where the government is directly responsible for not taking action when they're able to take action. Those are the people that the letter has been targeted at.
And what does New Zealand need to be doing to uphold our obligations under international law?
Well, the very first thing we need to do is take action to prevent a genocide from occurring. And the International Court of Justice has said that there is a plausible case of genocide, but our government has done nothing, not a single thing, which has brought any effective pressure on any country to end the genocide. So, for example, the first thing the government must do is condemn the killing of Palestinians. It must condemn Israel for its indiscriminate bombing of Palestine, which has slaughtered tens of thousands of Palestinians, mainly women and children. The government refuses to do that. It won't speak out against what the government's doing. So what the Israeli government's doing. It won't stop Raycon exports, which are going overseas and being used in the guidance systems of the smart bombs, and many of the smart bombs that the guidance systems go in, we're certain are ending up in Israel. There's many things the government should do. I mean, right now we've got the RIMPAC exercise going on in Hawaii, in New Zealand. Has our military personnel training alongside Israeli military personnel. Now, the Israeli military personnel are fresh from a genocide in Gaza. We should not be training with a genocidal defence force from any country. And New Zealand's doing that with Israel. So there's all sorts of points where the government is culpable or is responsible to take action and is not taking action.
Will New Zealand speaking up for Palestine and condemning Israel make any difference on an international scale?
It will make a huge difference because New Zealand is part of what would be called the Western Alliance. We're one of the Five Eyes countries. We're one of the European countries, a developed country which has a lot of resources. When New Zealand speaks internationally, people take notice because we're not seen as being so close to the Western club that we will refuse to act, like Australia is seen as being far too close to the US. New Zealand is seen as having a more independent voice. Unfortunately, we're rapidly losing that, but when we do speak out on issues, the world takes notice. So when New Zealand spoke out about on the nuclear issue in the 1980s, the world took notice. When New Zealand imposed sanctions on South Africa over rugby, the world took notice. We can, for a small country, we can have a much bigger impact than our size compared to many other countries.
And do you expect your letter will make a difference in persuading the government to speak up?
I think it will. It will make the government be much more careful in looking at what it's doing. I don't think it's going to change what they're doing, and I think we will end up having to take this to the International Criminal Court. But that's an option which we're looking at, depending on how the government reacts. I mean, I don't want to say the government won't do anything because we simply don't know. But on their track record, it's a very poor track record, and we're not confident that they will take the action that's required.
That was Palestine Solidarity Network's John Minto.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.